ADL CEO, drop in campus anti-Semitism partially due to White House, congressional pressure. By Ian Hanchett on May 6, 2026. On Wednesday's broadcast of CNN's The Lead, ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt said that while there were an elevated number of anti-Semitic incidents in 2025 relative to recent years, there was a decline from 2024 to 2025, and part of that was due to a two-thirds drop on college campuses year over year. I think that's a function of the fact that campuses started enforcing their policies, instituting new rules, in part because of pressure from the White House, in part because of oversight from Congress, in part because of pressure from groups like ADL with our campus report card that held them accountable. You also saw fewer white supremacist propaganda drops. You also saw fewer bomb threats. Host Jake Tapper asked, "We mentioned that there was a drop, a sizable drop, in 2025, from the number of incidents reported in 2024, which is some good news in this. What do you attribute that to?" Greenblatt answered, "Look, that is good news. And we welcome the fact that the overall incidents are down 33%. It's attributed to a few things, Jake. Number one, college campuses. We saw a two-thirds drop on college campuses year over year. I think that's a function of the fact that campuses started enforcing their policies, instituting new rules, in part because of pressure from the White House, in part because of oversight from Congress, in part because of pressure from groups like ADL with our campus report card that held them accountable. You also saw fewer white supremacist propaganda drops. You also saw fewer bomb threats. So there's some good news. But here's the thing, Jake, what I worry about is a new normal, because that number this year, even though it's better, it's 70% more than what we saw before October the 7th. It's five times what it was a decade ago. It's almost like there is a pre-October 7th and post-October 7th. And we've got to get things back to normal." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.